Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, angels, and thank you so much for joining me tonight. I am super excited to be here. I have a lot of things going on that we're going to try to get through tonight, and I hope that you are enjoying this abundance journey with me. So last week was the kickoff for taking the path to abundance this year. And so we started off with a challenge of journaling every night about abundance and journaling about all the different aspects of abundance. So what it looks like, what it would feel like, those kinds of things. And so I did the challenge as well. And so I found that as I got started, my focus was more on an abundance of time to spend with my family and to spend on projects and things that I want to do. I really wanted more of an abundance of time and family. And so that was really the start. The first few entries was more of my focus. And then the next entries moved on to more of the money and the wealth and, you know, what I want to achieve and what I would like to have and how that kind of ties into the time with the family and the freedom that that would bring to help bring about the time. And so that was the next thing. And then towards the beginning of the week, it was more of a focus on abundance in business and career and what that would look like and what that would mean to me and how that would affect everything. And so I found out, it's when you start journaling, it's very interesting the things that come out and the insights that you find when you actually sit down and have this still time with yourself to really think about things. And so I learned a lot about what abundance would look like for me in all aspects of my life, and abundance of health also. It's not just about money, but you want a balanced abundance of joy and giving and all those pieces. And so I got a really good and very clear vision and idea of what it is that I want abundance to look like in my life. And so tonight I want to do it'll be a chakra meditation, and the chakra meditation will be focused on abundance. And so I'm going to do a meditation on clearing the chakras and helping align and focus those with abundance. And so you can always come back to this and listen to it again and again to enjoy the meditation. And then I also want to take you on a visualization and kind of guide you through how to do that. And visualization and a feelization that I coined that word to basically show you it's not just about visualizing, but it's about feeling. What's the feeling behind what you're seeing? What's the feeling behind what you're visualizing? Because that's what's going to bring it full circle and really start to make it apparent in your life. And that's, of course, what you want. So to get started, I think we will get started with the meditation piece, and then we'll go into the other, and then we'll get what your focus will be on for this week. We're going to be building up and going through all the many aspects of abundance as we go through the weeks. And hopefully if you incorporate and do the things that we talk about, that I share, and the techniques and things that you can do, hopefully that will start to, hopefully you are taking the steps and you are taking the action and you are following along, and that will bring the abundance into your life. So we'll get to that. So I really want to start off with a meditation. So if you are able and in a safe place to do so, if you will get relaxed and close your eyes and just take a real deep breath. We're going to do about 3 deep breaths just to get settled. And one more. So to start, we'll start at the base of the spine. And this is your base chakra. And it is associated with the color red. And so I want you to see a red ball of light spinning at the base of your spine, getting brighter and lighter and clear. And as it spins, it gets brighter and brighter. And any junk or debris that you might see kind of hanging around, if you can't visualize a clear ball of light, that may mean that there's, you know, some blockages there. So you're just going to keep spinning it until it's nice and clean and clear. And now your base chakra is your foundation. And so we are going to invite abundance into your foundation. And just think about creating stable and firm systems and habits that will help create abundance in your life and maintain abundance in your life. So you have to have the strong, steady foundation and the clear chakra here to maintain abundance once it's received as well. And you want to mix this with your passions. Whatever you're passionate about here will help you mixing your passion with your habits and your foundations, and getting very clear on what you want will help firm that up. We're going to move up to about 2 finger widths below the belly button. And this is your sacral chakra, and it's a bright, brilliant orange. And you can do the same thing. You're going to have it spin until it's bright, clean, and clear. And here we're going to invite the feeling of abundance, what that would feel like. We're going to start to feel in your whole system as this orange light gets lighter and lighter, just feel in your whole system the joy and the freedom and the sigh of relief that you can breathe just from being lit up with abundance and having that present in your life and those feelings that will come with it. And the creativity that comes from abundance and the thoughts and ideas of how you can create more abundance in your life. They're also right there. You can feel them in your system. And just invite that creativity and those feelings of abundance to come in. And next we'll move to the solar plexus. So about 2 finger widths above your belly button, and it'll be a bright, golden, beautiful yellow light. And this is your confidence factor, and this is your ability and your power and your knowing that you can create abundance in your life. And so as that gets brighter and brighter as it spins, invite in the confidence required and the ability. So you have the creativity, you have the ideas, and now you have the ability and the power to create the abundance in your life. And just feel that now in your whole system. You have to feel confident in your ability to bring abundance and create abundance in your life. And next we'll move up to the heart chakra, which is the center of your chest. And it's a beautiful green light. And as that ball of light spins and gets brighter and brighter and clearer, you want to invite in self-love. And you want to invite in the feeling and the knowledge of your value and your own worth. And know that you are deserving of abundance in your life. Know that you're worth it. And then we'll move up to the throat and your throat chakra. And it's a beautiful bright blue. And as that ball of light spins and gets lighter and lighter, brighter and brighter, clearer and clearer, I want you to feel yourself, hear yourself, see yourself verbalizing your worth to the universe. This is where your ability to ask for your full value comes from. So you want to make sure that this chakra is very clear and very open, because not only are you asking the universe for your full value and your full worth, you're asking life, you know, and you're asking maybe your clients or your employer. You know, you know from your heart chakra that you are worth it, and you know your true value, and you have to value yourself and love yourself. But here with this throat chakra, we're opening it up so that you can verbalize and speak your truth and your wealth and your value. And ask for what is yours. And next we'll move up to the third eye chakra, and it's right between your eyebrows, just a little bit above. And it's a brilliant indigo light. So you can imagine that ball of light spinning, getting lighter, brighter, and clearer. And this is where your inner wisdom, your intuitive hits, and your imagination come in. And so this is where you can start being open to receiving and start to open your third eye so that you can see the path to abundance clearly, and so that you will know intuitively the direction and steps that you need to take to get there. And then we'll move up to your crown chakra, and it's just right at the top of your head, just right above the top of your head. And it's a brilliant, beautiful violet ball of light, and it's glowing and spinning, getting brighter and lighter. And you want to make sure that this one's clear, because you want to feel your inspirations coming in. You want to feel the divine guidance coming in, and you want to get direction on how to obtain the abundance in your life and how to be open and receive and create the space for the receiving to come in. And so that will take place from the crown chakra. And now that all of your chakras are bright and clear and open, and your whole system is just filled with that feeling of abundance on all levels, and it feels balanced, I want you to now visualize your whole body, your whole system being wrapped in a beautiful golden light. And it's a golden light of prosperity and abundance. And it surrounds you and it fills you. And you just feel that divine love pouring down on you like golden sunshine and wrapping you up in abundance and prosperity. And as it's wrapping you up, it's also surrounding you and your life with prosperity. And it's attuning your body and aligning your vibrations and aligning your chakras with the vibration of abundance, and feel that, yeah. And it's happening now. And now we'll travel back down the chakras. Just go right back down your body, right down to the center. And when you get to the bottom, just breathe a few deep breaths. And then gently open your eyes. And so that's a nice little meditation that you can do anytime that you feel out of alignment, or that you feel like you're not bringing in the abundance and the prosperity into your life. Or it's also a good way to just kind of check in and feel to see maybe what's off balance. You know, what section, which chakra is out of alignment and blocking your prosperity. And so what we talked about a little bit during the meditation is that, you know, your base chakra is the foundation. So I'm just going to run through these again real briefly so that you can take notes, hopefully, and follow along. But the red is your base, and it's your foundation for abundance. And that's creating firm and stable foundations, habits, and you mix that with your passion. So whatever you're passionate about, how can you firm that up and get it very clear and get a very clear idea of what you want? And so it's very much like the journaling that we were doing last week to get a very clear idea of what abundance looks like in your life in all aspects. And then we move to the orange sacral chakra, which is your feeling centers. So that's where you process your feelings. That's where you feel, you know, what we talked about with the abundance of freedom, the joy, and it's also where your creativity comes in. And so you want to get creative with how you can create abundance in your life. And taking your passions, definitely, and mixing that with creativity is where you get the mix for the great ideas and things that you can do to bring in the abundance. And so then moving up to the yellow solar plexus, that's where you have the confidence and the ability to put those ideas and passions into actual taking action and, you know, start to really create the abundance in your life. But you have to have the confidence, and you have to believe that you're able to really make that happen. And then you move up to the heart chakra again, and that's your love center, and that's where you know your own value and you know your own self-worth. And so if you feel like maybe that's not a clear, bright area when you're doing the meditation, you know, that's something you can go back and journal on is, do you really love and honor yourself? Do you value yourself? How much worth do you actually place on yourself? What is your self-worth? And really getting that very balanced, and know that you're deserving of the abundance. And then your throat chakra, and that's where you move up into verbalizing your worth. And so you've made your foundation, and you've brought in the creativity with your passions, and you've got the confidence to do the creation, you know, to make the things you want to make happen. And then you know your worth, and now it's verbalizing your worth. It's verbalizing your ideas and the abundance that you want to create. And it's asking, verbalizing and asking the universe for it. You know, if you're afraid to ask for what you want, if you're afraid to just say out loud to the universe, I want to make X amount of dollars by such and such date, and just say that aloud. If you have trouble doing that, then that's an area that you want to focus on is your throat chakra. And you want to definitely journal on that and practice speaking aloud what you want and what your values are. And so then you have the third eye chakra. And that's your inner wisdom, your intuition. So as you're making all these plans, you know, and you're mixing all these things with working your way towards abundance, then you have to really trust your intuition, and it's going to lead you in the right direction. And you have to, at this point in the process, this is where you want to really start visualizing, you know, what it is that you want and how those plans are going to play out. And just you visualize it taking place. Just play the little movie in your mind of, you know, how you're going to receive the money, you actually receiving the money, so having the cash in hand, or, you know, receiving it online, seeing it in your bank account, and whatever it is that you're doing to get there, see yourself doing whatever it is. So these are all ways to build abundance in your life, going through the chakras and the meditation. And then, of course, you have the crown chakra. And that's where you get the divine guidance. And that's where you have the faith that what you're doing will work out. And you have the belief that it'll all turn around and come out like it's supposed to. And the abundance will come to you. And that's where you allow the universe to give to you, and you allow and create space for the receiving of it. And so if you feel like that's a little fuzzy when you're doing the meditation, then you want to journal on that. You know, do you trust the universe? Do you have faith in whatever it is you believe? Do you believe that it can actually, you know, happen for you? Because if you don't believe it, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how many meditations you do, how many business plans you make. If you don't have the faith that it can actually happen, you're going to be blocking your own abundance, and it will never happen. You know, yeah, this is also where you have to be willing to let go of your fears surrounding the abundance and whatever that may be. And so this week, the challenge really is, so last week was more focused on, you know, what's it look like? What does it feel like? What is it that you want? What does abundance look like for you? You have to have a clear idea. So we're basically at the foundation point, or at the base chakra point of having an idea of what it is that you want. Because if you don't know what you want, then you don't know what you're going for, and you're never going to know when you get it or not. So, you know, that's what all of last week's journaling was about. And so this week's journaling, we're actually going to be moving up, and we're going to be moving to the feeling part of abundance. So I want you to really journal on what that would feel like, and really focus on what would it truly feel like to receive what you're asking for, or to receive what it is that you think that you want. What would you feel? And actually start to try to feel those emotions. You really want to tap into them on a very deep level, because that's where the change starts to take place. And so part of that goes along with the visualizing and the feeling it. And so I wanted to do a quick visualization with you so that you have an idea of what to focus on. So if you're not meditating, of course, go back, listen to the meditation challenge. Go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/WhitneyLadd. You'll find the meditation challenge there. Start meditating, because that's huge. It's such a key piece in amplifying your intuition. So do the meditation, and you can also mix that with this visualization if you want. Or if you're not meditating, you're still not ready for that, then do the visualization and the journaling. But do this every day. Really, really do it every day. If you truly want abundance in your life, I'm telling you how to get there. So walk the path with me. Take this journey with me. We will get there together. But you have to do the work. I can't do it for you. It's not going to magically happen. It's not just going to drop into your life. So if you keep waiting to win the lottery, newsflash, you're probably not. If you do, then fabulous. You know, if your goal is to make $1 million by the end of the month, and you've stated that, and, you know, by February 29th, you want $1 million in your bank account, you know, if that's really what you want, and you follow these steps, and you go for it, then maybe it will happen. Maybe you'll win the lottery. Who knows? But you're still doing something to actually make it happen. But if you go into it with the attitude of, oh, I'm going to say I want $1 million by the end of the month just so I can prove that this isn't real and it doesn't work, well, of course it's not going to, because that's your feeling behind it. That's your belief behind it. So really walk the path with me and do the journaling. Take the journey. We'll get there together. So a visualization of abundance, how that's going to work. So basically you're going to get still, and you're going to get calm, you're going to close your eyes just like you're doing a meditation. But what I want you to do is I want you to start like waking up. So you wake up in the morning, where would you want to wake up? If your life was full and abundant, just like you wanted it to be, and you had everything you wanted in the world, you know, and you woke up, where would you wake up? Where would you be? Visualize. What do you see? What's in your room? You know, what kind of sheets are you sleeping on? You know, what kind of furniture is in your bedroom? What's your room look like? Okay, then I want you to visualize, you know, if a relationship, having an abundant relationship is in your life, look over, you know, who's sleeping next to you, you know, and that's part of it. And if maybe you're in a relationship, but it's not exactly where you want it to be, feel like you're looking at that person and you feel the love because you have the abundant relationship that you really want with them. What would that really feel like? And allow your heart to just open up and really feel it all the way down through to your solar plexus, just, you know, down to your sacral chakra. Open it all up. What would it really feel like? So, you know, so you're going to visualize, you're opening your eyes first thing in the morning, you're looking around, you're seeing all these things. What do you feel? Do you feel content? Do you feel relief? Do you feel gratitude? What do you feel? And just let yourself feel it really on a deep level. And then, you know, get up. How are you going to start your morning? Maybe you move into the kitchen for some tea or coffee. Maybe you go to your sacred space for meditation. Maybe you go into your office. Maybe you go into your luxurious bathroom for some me time and for maybe to take a nice long bath and light some candles. You know, whatever abundance means to you. But visualize going through it. See yourself doing it. See yourself living it. And what does that feel like? What are your emotions? What are your thoughts as you're going through each and every single one of these actions? You know, when you go to the kitchen, what does your kitchen look like? What do you smell? What do you see? What do you taste? How does that make you feel? Do you feel warm and fuzzy? Do you feel just full of joy? You know, what is it that you're feeling? And let it just sink in on a very, very deep level. And go all the way through into however you're making your money. So however abundance is coming in, like I talked about last week, it doesn't just drop in your lap, you know, and then you're golden. No, it will run out unless you are actively doing something to keep the flow of giving and receiving going. You know, how can I make more? How can I give more? So you have to keep that going. So what are you doing? What is your work? Are you going to your office? What does your office look like? What does your work in front of you look like? What does it feel like to do whatever it is that you're doing? What does it feel like to work with whoever you're working with? What, you know, just all of it. And visualize everything as if you are moving through that, you know, as we do. You know, you're not outside of your body. You are in your body doing and feeling every single moment. And see yourself, visualize yourself. Let's say you work with clients. So see yourself having a really great conversation with your client about whatever it is you focus on. See the smile and the joy that you bring from the interaction. See that in their eyes and on their face and feel it in your own soul. Feel it in your own self, that same give and take. And then see yourself receiving the money as a result of doing whatever it is you do. You know, and that's how you will really visualize. And so that's the thing for this week. I want you to do your visualization, feel every second of it, just like you're living it. I mean, that's what you want, is it not? Do you not want to just live in that feeling of abundance every day? That's the goal. So visualize yourself doing it. Take the time to actually feel it as well as see it. And so I do those things, and be sure to journal on that this week. So every single day, keep visualizing. If something changes, if some kind of emotion is there, journal about it. If a fear creeps up while you're trying to visualize, or a doubt, journal about it. Find the root of it. Ask, why am I feeling this? Why is this doubt coming up? And try to figure out maybe which chakra it relates to. You know, maybe where can you do some work? And maybe it will come up as we go through. I mean, I'm going to try to cover a lot of aspects of abundance as we go through this, so it may come up in future. So just know that we'll probably get there, and we'll find a way to work around it. We'll just step around it. It's just a boulder on the path that we're going to just walk right around. So we'll get there. But I'm really excited. I hope that you're enjoying this. And we will see you next week. So have a great, wonderful week full of abundance, love, and light.